This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The data started coming in the first July of the pandemic. News from the government that applications for starting new businesses had doubled from the previous year, more than 550,000. Then after all the 2020 data were in, the Peterson Institute found that people in America started 4.4 million businesses that year, up 24%. Maybe a lot of gig economy, single-person outfits, unlikely to hire more people? Well, no, the census finds that startups defined as likely to hire were up 16%. As part of our back-to-business coverage here, I spoke to Jasmine Starr, who helps entrepreneurs build online recognition. Her firm is called Social Curator. She sees this 2020 phenomenon persisting deep into 2021 here.
So during this downtime, when a lot of people could not interact with customers face-to-face, they over-indexed on realizing what can they do in the social landscape and in the web landscape. So that didn't come necessarily on the back of money, but it came on the back of time. And during this odd, crazy, beautiful, painful time in human history, people had more time than they did money, and we're now seeing the after effects of it.
What do you think? Was this all like had to happen in May, June of 2020? Or is this still an acute need for the pivoting as we get into the fall of 2021?
I absolutely think it's an acute need. I actually think that it shined a spotlight on something that was needed, and it really unveiled the necessity for business owners to serve consumers in a different capacity. On the back of social media and on the back of digital ads, what we see now is that our customer base is no longer relegated to a Seattle zip code. It's now customers worldwide.
And what have you seen?
Oh, David, we have seen the most beautiful, innovative things that have been happening on the back of truly people being stuck at home. So what we see are artists bourgeoning now. The silver lining in this entire situation is that Americans have found a way to find purpose, to find profitability, and to find a way for them to define what it is they want to do.
It's so interesting, right? Because a lot of existing businesses are complaining about a worker shortage. Where are people? You know, are they just at home still? They can't arrange the childcare yet. But it's possible that some people said, actually, I've become an entrepreneur and that's what I want to continue doing.
I don't think it's just possible. I think it's highly likely. So what have we seen is that during this time, we've had the ability for people to build out businesses, and there's never been a better time to do so.